I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. It's a brand new day that you have already won because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all that, a huge dose of what we call personal initiative, which means you become a go-getter. You go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined is what we call the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today's topic is, if you need to ask, you ain't ready. Let me say that one more time. If you need to ask if you're ready, if you need to ask how challenging is this going to be, if you need to ask how long is this going to take, if you need to ask how hard is it to make it, if you need to ask that question, I'm telling you the truth right here today, you ain't ready. Athletes come to me, this is one thing that's led to me talking about this, athletes will come to me and say, Dre, well, how hard is it to play college basketball? Or how hard is it in the pros compared to playing in college? How hard is it to go and impress a scout at tryouts? Or how hard is it going to be for me to stand out at varsity basketball tryouts at my high school, because they're coming up next week? I'm going to tell you the truth right here today. And if you have an athlete in your life who may be wondering this, maybe thinking to themselves, or I don't know how hard it's going to be, or how challenging it's going to be, or they tell you that's all they've been thinking about, if you're asking this question, how hard is it going to be, or how challenging, or how tough, or how long, you are in a mentally, you're in a weakened mental state. If you're asking the question, how hard is it going to be for me to get one of these coaches impressed by me, or how hard is it going to be to show my stuff when there's a whole bunch of other good players in here as well, or how hard is it going to be for me to stand out when everybody else is trying to stand out at the same time, or how hard is it to play in college compared to playing in high school? If you're asking this question, you are in a mentally weak state. Now, you can change your mentally weak state any given time, any time that you decide to, you can change it. But at the moment that you're asking this question, the moment that you're thinking it, you're going around with this energy, you're in a mentally weakened state. And I'm going to help you out with that here today. First thing you need to understand, this is not the first point, but the thing you need to understand before I even get into the points, is if you're going to do something, then just do it. If you're going to do it, just do it. If you're going to try out for the team, then go try out for the team. You're in high school and you want to play in college and then play in the pros, then go from high school to the pros, to college and then to the pros. If you're going to do it, then just do it. If you're going to make the effort, then just make the effort. It doesn't matter how hard it is. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Doesn't matter how challenging it is. Doesn't matter what somebody else may think or what happened for another person, me or anybody else. If you are going to do it, then you need to just go do it. If you're not going to do it, then you're not going to do it. If you're not going to do it, then it doesn't matter how hard it is. If you are going to do it, it doesn't matter how hard it is. See, the people who are actually going to take the action, it doesn't matter. And the people who are not going to take the action, you know what? It doesn't matter. When you're asking a question, you're putting yourself in a mentally weakened state because you're kind of like 1 foot in and 1 foot out. You're halfway like, am I going to do this or am I not going to do this? Does it really matter how hard it's going to be? If someone tells you it's 1,000 on a scale of 1 to 100, are you going to quit? If someone tells you it's 0 on a scale of 1 to 100, are you going to work less hard to be prepared for it? No and no. You're answering no to both of those questions. So when you're asking this question, all you're doing is showing yourself. See, it's not about me or what I think. What you're doing is telling yourself subconsciously, I'm not ready for this situation because I'm asking a question that has no bearing on whether I'm going to do it or not. The answer to the question has no bearing on what I'm, if a person who's already decided they're going to do it. When I decided I wanted to be a pro basketball player, after I decided, when I started taking actions, I was going to go to my first exposure camp. I didn't ask anybody, hey, how hard is it or how challenging is it at the camps? You know why I didn't ask? Because it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if the whole starting lineup of the NBA All-Star game from that year were the guys I was going to have to play against. I was already committed. I knew I was going. I knew I was going to show up. I was going to do what I did, and whatever happened was whatever happened. It didn't matter how hard it was. Didn't matter how good everybody else was because I was already all in and committed to doing the thing that I was going to do. Whether it worked out or not, we didn't know. I had to take the action first. I had to take the action first. What somebody else said, I knew people who had been to the camp before. I didn't really have to ask them, yo, how hard is it or how challenging is it or how good are the other players? None of that shit mattered because I was still going to go regardless. I didn't need that information. What was that information going to do to actually help me? It was going to do absolutely nothing but maybe give me more things to think about, something else to worry about, something else to consider when the last thing I needed when it was time to perform was to be thinking, worrying, or considering. All I needed to do was get out on the court and do what I already knew how to do that had been drilled into me instinctively because of the work I've been putting in on my game. So asking the question, how hard is it? How challenging is this going to be? How good are all the other people there? What is the coach looking for? All of that is just telling yourself subconsciously that you're not ready. You're giving yourself questions and need answers that maybe fill them with information. All that's giving you is more things for you to think about in your mind. When it's time to perform, the last thing you need is to be thinking about anything. You just need to go out and do your thing. And this is not just for sports. This could be for anything in life. If you decide this is what you're going to do, look, I'm going to quit this job and I'm going to find me another job or I'm going to start a business or something's going to work out, but I got to quit this job. You're not asking yourself, well, how hard is it to get another job or how challenging is it to sell your first product? It doesn't really matter if you've really made a decision that you're going to quit the job you have, right? It doesn't matter how hard it is to start a business because you ain't got no choice but to start a business because you've committed. You understand what I'm saying here? When you are fully committed to what you're doing, all these questions become completely irrelevant. So when you're asking a question, all you're doing is telling yourself that you're not fully committed. You are showing yourself your own weakness. You're holding a mirror up to yourself, showing your weakness to you. But I'm going to help you out here today. Now that I've made you clear on what the challenge is, now we're going to get to the solution of it. Because if you're going to do it, you're just going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then you're not going to do it. You don't even need to be thinking about it or even talking about it. Point number one. When you go into an action, even if you are unsure, maybe you're unsure because you have no idea what's going to happen. Maybe you have no experience. You haven't been there before. You heard what somebody else went through, but you haven't gone through it. Even if you are completely unsure what you're doing, once you step into the arena, understand this, you're ready. Even if you're completely unsure of your actions, you're unsure of your strategy, you're unsure what people are going to think of you, you're unsure how you're going to be received, once you step into the arena, i.e. you have started your business, you make an offer of your product, you step onto that exhibiting floor, the curtains open and you're on stage in front of all those people, the ball gets rolled out and you start playing basketball, once you step into the arena, that's what I mean by arena, that means you're ready. Because if you're not ready, there's no time left to get ready. You're ready with whatever you have at that moment. Maybe you're not fully prepared. Maybe you didn't practice as much as you wanted to. Maybe you don't know your speech 100%. Maybe your product is not as perfect as it could be. It doesn't matter. As soon as you step into the arena, that constitutes the fact that you're ready. That defines you as being ready because you're there. Because if you weren't ready, you wouldn't be on the court. You wouldn't be on the stage. You wouldn't be at that trade show. You wouldn't be on the floor. You wouldn't be sitting in front of these prospects if you weren't ready. You are as ready as you're going to be for this performance right here. You're as ready as you're going to be for the situation that you're dealing with right now. So even if you're completely unsure, even if you don't know if anybody's going to understand anything you say or buy anything you say or laugh in your jokes or think you're a good player, doesn't matter. None of that matters, because as soon as the performance or the activity or whatever it is begins, that means you're ready, because you ain't got no time to get any more ready than you are right now. Point number two. Actually, let me tell you some more on point number one. When I went to my first pro basketball exposure camp, I remember getting on the court the first time. It was my first camp. I didn't know any other players there. I had a couple teammates who were there with me, but they weren't. I wasn't playing against them. They weren't on the court with me at the time that this was happening. When I got on the court, I said, okay, this is as ready as I'm going to be. Whatever happens here happens. I already understood where I was at. I mean, if you're stepping on stage in front of 1,000 people to give a speech, you've probably spoken somewhere before. If you're sitting down with some prospects to sell a product, something somehow got you in a position to be selling that product. At least you know what the product is. You have some idea what the presentation is supposed to sound like. You know what you want them to do. Buy it, right? If you're on a basketball court at a tryout, sometimes players come to me and say, well, Dre, could you tell me what to expect at basketball tryouts? So I tell them you could expect to play basketball. What the hell kind of question is that? What else could you expect at a basketball tryout? I mean, if you're listening to this and you never played basketball before, and someone asks you, what would you expect at a basketball tryout? What's your answer? I would expect that you're going to be playing some basketball. I never tried out for a swimming team, but I would expect that we're going to be getting in the pool and swimming. And if I can't swim, I probably don't want to go to the swimming team tryout. And if I can't play basketball, I probably won't try out for the basketball team. But what else could you possibly expect? There's no changes to the rules of the game. The dimensions of the court are not going to change just because it's a tryout. Oh, you never did it before. You just started playing basketball. These are justifications people try to give for needing to gather more information, when all you're doing is just exposing yourself to your weakness. It's not about exposing me to it, because I don't care. I'm not going to be at the tryout trying out. You got to try out. You got to deal with that. It's not about what I think. It's you telling yourself, okay, I'm ill prepared. I'm mentally weak. I'm not ready to step into this, but am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? You're wasting time with this indecision. Make a decision. Even if it's the wrong decision, even if your decision leads to you coming up short, falling on your face, getting laughed at and passed over, it doesn't matter. It's better that you make a decision. You got to exercise your decision-making muscle. Do I need to say that there's a whole episode on that at dreallday.com/podcast? I don't need to say that. Do I need to say? No, I don't need to say that. Once you step onto the floor, you are ready, people. Point number two. When your objective is clear, which is what I was just talking about, when you have a clear outcome that you want, whether you reach it or not, when you're clear on what the outcome is and you are serious about it, meaning you have made a commitment, not just talking about it, but actually made a commitment to it, it doesn't matter how difficult the road is, does it? Does it really matter? When I got out of college, I wanted to be a pro basketball player. I was behind the eight ball. I played at Division III school. Most athletes from D3 schools don't go pro. I hadn't had a super impressive college basketball career. There were no pro scouts or agents or managers or coaches who had ever heard my name ever before in life. I had no in. I had no hookup. There was no one who could connect me to the right person. None of that. None of the stuff that people come whining and begging for to me these days, I had none of it when I wanted to start my career. And there was no information out there that anyone was putting out to talk about it. There was nothing. All I had was, okay, a hope, a wish, and a prayer. That's all I had. And I had my game and my mentality that I was going to approach my opportunities with. But I had a clear objective. I wanted to sign a contract to play pro ball. I was serious about it. I had made a commitment to it that I'm going to make this happen one way or another. Nobody has to help me. I don't need any more information. All I got to do is see where the opportunity is. I need to make sure that I'm where that opportunity is at. That's it. It didn't matter how difficult the road was going to be. It took me a year and a half before I signed my first pro contract out of college. Didn't matter how difficult the road was. Didn't matter that I had to save up the last $250 that I had to go to Orlando to go to that exposure camp. And they allowed me to pay them on the spot in cash because I didn't have a checking account. I didn't have a debit card that I could pay them with online. I said, yo, can I pay you on cash? They said, yeah, you can pay in cash. They had said, no, I may not have been able to go to that camp. It didn't matter how difficult it was going to be because I was fully committed and I knew exactly what my outcome was. I was all the way in regardless of the challenges. I was all the way in regardless of the trials that I went to that were a complete waste of time, regardless of someone saying something was going to happen and it not happening and me being maybe a little bit disappointed in that person making false promises. It didn't matter because I was all the way in on my outcome. I didn't need to ask any questions because I was ready. I was ready to go after what I wanted to get. And it didn't matter how many times I had to try. Didn't matter how many times I failed. Didn't matter who didn't think it was a good idea. I was all in. And this is the second point that we're making here. Today's topic, again, is if you need to ask, you ain't ready when it comes to your performance and your outcomes in life. When your objective is clear and you're serious, it doesn't matter how difficult the road is. Point number three. Every level you advance to in life, whether you are in a business professional world, whether you're a student, if you're an athlete, every level you advance to, the competition you face and the teammates that you'll have are going to be better. And isn't that something you could probably assume that, right? If you're playing in college, a sport in college, and then you want to go play that sport in the pros, the people on your team and the people on the other team are going to be better than the people you're dealing with right now. Okay, they get better. Someone asked me once, Jerry, what's the difference between college basketball and pro basketball? I said the players are better. That's the difference. If anybody wants to know, if any of you have ever wondered what the difference is between pro sports and college sports, is that in the pros, the players are better. The rules are pretty much the same. They're, in college basketball, the rules are they're slightly different. There are some rules that are different, but in general, the main difference is not the rules. The main difference is not the shot clock or none of that. The main difference is the players are better. Okay, now what does that mean? Since all the players are better when you move up levels, and again, this could be in business, this could be in the business world, this can be in the academic world. If you were in middle school, but then you go to the best high school in the city, listen, the players are better. The students that you're competing against, and it is a competition, they're a whole lot smarter. Maybe they are more educated outside of school. Maybe they're more book smart. Maybe they're more diligent in their studying habits. They're just better than the ones that you're around right now. Okay, when you move up a level in life, anywhere in life where you move up a level, the people you are around will be better at the higher level. The requirements will be more strict. The mistakes will cost you more. See, the mistake that you made in college that you were able to get away with, you won't get away with that mistake in the pros. You get a little bit lazy with your dribble in college, maybe you can keep your dribble. You get lazy with your dribble in the pros, somebody steals it and tears the rim off at the other end of the floor. They got to stop the game to clean up all the shattered glass from the broken backboard. Your mistakes will cost you more when you go to a higher level. All of this adds up to one thing. There's only one thing you need to take from this point. You should take everything from this point, but if you only remember one, because I know some people just want to get the quick thing, every level you advance to in life, competition gets better, the teammates get better. This means one thing. You must continue to get better. If you want to move up a level from where you are now to whatever that next level is, you must continue to get better, which means you must work on your game. And you don't work on your game as much as you think you need to. You don't work on your game as much as you did before or as much as maybe you heard somebody say. You work on your game as much as you must to continue to compete. See, you might think working out for 2 hours a day, and I'm just using this as a very raw metaphorical example. This is not about the amount of time. If you work out 2 hours a day now and that made you a really solid high school player, that doesn't mean that doing the exact same thing is going to make you a solid college player, because all the players in college may be better than you. You may need to work out 4 hours. You may need to work out 10. Maybe no matter how long you work out, you won't be able to cut it. But this, let's just talk about the reality of what it is. Everybody who plays at one level can't play at the next level. Not every high school player plays in college. Not every college player plays in the pros. Actually, fewer than, 3% high school players play in college. 3%. 3 out of 100 play in college. 1 out of 100 college players play in the pros. These are actual numbers, people. These are actual facts. This is not a theory. This is not my opinion. These are actual facts, which means out of every 100 high school players you know of, you pick the best 3. Those are the college players. Now, imagine you went into a room where it's 30 of those guys. They were the 3 best out of every 100 group around there. That's the level that the competition and the teammates, just the overall level of play is. You got to get a whole lot better yourself. You're not in that 100 right now. You better get in it. You're not in the 100 of college guys. You better get in it if you plan on going to the pros. You think there's some magic tricks going to happen? Ain't no magic tricks here. It all adds up to you must continue to get better, work on your game, not as much as you have in the past or as much as you think you need. You must do it as much as you must do in order to continue to compete. Maybe no matter what you do, you won't be able to compete. This is a harsh reality, and I don't even use that word too often, reality of the situation. And this, again, is not just a sports conversation. For those of you who are not athletes, this is not just a sports conversation. This applies to the business world. If you're doing business right now, your small business is making 6 figures a year and you want to move up to making 7 figures a year, you're going to get some different attention. You're going to get some different people paying, noticing you, some different people competing against you, some different people wanting to crush you. That means you better get better. You better get better in the way that you do your operations, the way that you, your fulfillment processes, your costs, the staff that you have, everything better improve. If it doesn't improve, Listen, you may not be able to cut it at that level. You may not be able to cut it at the seven-figure level. You may get crushed so bad at the seven-figure level, you can't even return to the six-figure level. You got to drop down to the five or the four, or maybe the zero, because you're out of business. You must continue to work on your game, get better, not at the level you think you need to, but at the level you must in order to compete. Whatever it takes is what we call that. Whatever it takes. Let's recap today's topic, which is if you need to ask if you're ready, you're not ready, which means you should stay in the house. You should stay on the porch until you are 100% ready. And when you're 100% ready, ain't no questions. You don't need any information. You're just ready to go out there and do your thing. Point number one, even if you are unsure, once you step into an arena, that means that you're ready. Ready or not, you are ready. Point number two, when you have a clear objective and you are serious about it, doesn't matter how difficult the road is, because you are all in regardless of how hard it is. And number three, every level you advance to in life, no matter what you are doing, sports, business, academics, relationships, being a human being, every level you advance to, the people around you are going to be better. Wherever you're at right now, if you get to the next level, they're going to be better at the next level. Understand this, the requirements are more strict. The mistakes will cost you more. All it adds up to one thing, you must continue to improve. You must continue to work on your game as much as you need to in order to keep competing. As soon as you don't want to do that anymore, the game will kick you out. You won't have to let yourself out. They'll throw you out. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.